Lachalan this week's reading from the Torah's Parsha Ma'era. And Moshe spoke unto the Bnei Yisrael, but they did not listen unto Moshe because of their kotzer ruach, shortness of spirit, or a broken spirit, and for avodah kesha, cruel bondage. Exodus chapter 6, verse 9. Moshe and Aaron approached Pharaoh concerning the people's welfare. However, Pharaoh only increased their workload. When Moshe appealed to Hashem, saying, "Why is it that thou hast sent me?" Exodus chapter 5, verse 22, he was disillusioned because the children of Israel were now suffering even more and the redemption seemed further away. Yet Hashem responded that Moshe would see the redemption, which would be with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Exodus chapter 6, verse 6. Even so, when he took this message back to the people, they were not able to hear the impending redemption as a reality because they had become despondent. The people's spirit was broken as if they were without hope. This is exactly when Hashem chose to act on their behalf for the sake of their freedom, and he commanded Moshe to return to Pharaoh, that he let the children of Israel go out of his land. Exodus chapter 6, verse 11. Even though the people seemed to not be on board with this divine program that was about to be enacted on their behalf because of unbelief, thus began the intervention of God on behalf of his people to bring them out of bondage in order to serve him freely at Sinai. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Psalm 34, verse 19. This need for redemption from an external source, namely Hashem, is demonstrated by the despondent state of the Israelites, wherein they could not lift themselves up out of their own spiritual harangue. They were opposed on the left and the right by their taskmasters and by the cruelty of Pharaoh. They had reached a nadir in their lives, wherein they lost their volition toward pulling themselves out of a bad situation that only got worse, right when the road to freedom seemed to be around the corner. This may have led to despair on their part. For Moses, it led to disillusionment. He thought that surely now was the time for the redemption. The children of Israel had sunk to the 49th level of impurity. Yet, upon realizing their depth of the descent, their hearts were made contrite by this realization. Once they acknowledged their lowly condition, God acted on their behalf to redeem them. Yet it was only a matter of time, dependent on their patience, until he did so, according to his own timing. We can only do so much to make an attempt to prove ourselves. Once we have made an effort, we need God to meet us halfway. And the Redeemer will come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which have I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 20 through 21. For as far as the east is from the west, so forth hath he removed our transgressions from us. Shabbat shalom.